Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaela Shadarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about the way to true love. Be with us. Many adventures on the way. Yael, please. Yeah, we all aspire for love. We yearn for love. We want to have a simple, true love. But life shows us that love is not that simple. On the way, we have many problems, unpleasant feelings. We hurt others. Others hurt us. We feel envy, anger. In short, it's not simple. But the amazing thing about it is that despite everything, we're not giving up on love. We get divorced and married, looking for love, love towards our children, our partner, our friends. We really want to be surrounded by love. And I'd like to open with this question. After so many disappointments and hardships that we all experience with love, whether it's with our kids or our partner or friends or in any other place, we're not giving up on it. We have an endless yearning for love. What is that yearning? How is it that we don't give up on it? First of all, I'd like to divide love into the love that we discover on the animate level, on the animalistic level, which is the same love that exists between animals or between a mother and her child and so on, like in the animate world, which is a natural kind of love that develops in the parents towards their offsprings, naturally, and the offsprings too, because naturally they feel their parents as their parents that give them life and everything, then, of course, there is a connection between them this way, and we call this connection love. Fine. We also can call it in any other way. I'm not relating to this word anything special. Afterwards, when we grow up a bit, a person starts loving music. He starts loving certain foods. That's love too. I love porridge. I love pasta. Or I love classical music and someone else loves rock. So it's also a kind of love. Meaning here we're already starting to talk about love in a more concrete manner. Here it's love towards something which fulfills me, that I want to enjoy, and there's a source of pleasure, which is either music or food or sounds in general or smells or landscape or whatever fills me up. I feel good. I feel calm. I feel tranquility. And maybe it's not tranquility. Maybe I'm all bustling. But what I want as a fulfillment, that's how I call it. I say that I love it. I love the fulfillments for my desires. And that's called love. Afterwards, we have the very same love towards sex. We reach a certain age, 12, 13, more or less. And suddenly, I have a new desire, a new deficiency, and according to this deficiency, I look outside and I identify something that can fulfill this desire of mine. And then I call it, I love her. Just like music, like food, like anything else that has to fulfill my desires, my deficiencies, I say that I love it. So our love is A, egoistic. It's not love towards what's outside of me, but it's love towards the fulfillment which I get from that thing, from that object, from the music, a woman, food, and so on, meaning what I feel. The moment I no longer want it, then I have no longer love for that thing. Suppose I stopped loving music. I moved on to a new phase in life where I love literature, then that's it. I'm no longer there. I'm no longer into it. And so on. So let's decide, what do we call love? I call love a special attitude towards that which satisfies me, right? A good attitude towards that which satisfies me, that's love. We're really, according to our egoistic nature, the satisfaction of my needs, I call that love. And since all of our deficiencies, which are food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, food is the first thing, which it's a must, it's necessary for my existence, and then comes sex. So it turns out that food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, more or less according to the spectrum, I have needs, all these needs fit the six deficiencies, my six main deficiencies, desires, and then I call love the sources that give me the fulfillment for that deficiency. If it's food, then I like Chinese food, and pasta, and something else. And if it's love, then I specifically love this woman, and this is why I get married with her. And afterwards, the family, and I love my family and my kids and everything. In short, this is how we're built from nature, that we have such deficiencies, and we fulfill them. And the fulfillments of these deficiencies we call love. We have a lack of love. Of course, we have a lack in fulfillment. Let's call it fulfillment. It's a better word. But fulfillment, you said, all the different kinds of fulfillment. Doesn't matter. You call love something that I necessarily relate to a specific man or woman, or a kind of love that I love music and pasta. No, not music and pasta. To feel that someone loves me. Do we lack this? Meaning, not that you love a beautiful woman, pasta, or a beautiful car. You said that we have these deficiencies, that I like this, this, that, and then if something fulfills me, I relate it with love because it fulfills me. Now, beyond that, I'm asking, do we have a lack to feel that someone loves me? Here, we encounter a very special situation. If you look at nature, you see how an acquaintance happens there between a male and female, how they examine each other, whether they fit. It's not simple. And eventually, this is how they choose, and they test themselves by smell, taste. They taste each other and smell each other and so on. And this way they see that they fit, and then they mate. Well, mating is already a result after the process of examination. Yeah, the way they come and near. And of course, this happens instinctively from nature, and nature aims everything here. We don't understand how it exactly happens with us, but it's the same story. Same story, only a person is more confused, he is influenced by society, by education, and so on, and therefore he can't so simply realize it. You know, it's like, suppose if I would live in some village, then I see that around me there are a few young ladies, I see them, I see their families, the extent they fit me. Can we have a good, healthy family together where each one of us knows what each has to bring into our family nest and so on? And then it would be simple because we are in a modern, confused world and each one depicts for himself some kind of Hollywood. Therefore, we get confused and our calculations aren't normal calculations. They are far from nature and therefore we do not succeed. From nature, like you said, I really have a desire to be loved. What is this desire? It's like a mother and her child. It's like a mother and child. If we're talking about the relation between two animals or between two people, then we're talking about a relation on that level. Even on the animate level, a mother and child, or a lioness with her little cub, then they really enjoy being together. So, as a human being, this desire to be loved is imprinted in me? Yes. And this creates the yearning to be loved all through life? Yes. So this is where it comes from. It's not random that we yearn for love. Of course not. There's nothing random in nature. Everything exists in the hormones and so on. If there's nothing random in nature, then why were we given this yearning to feel that someone loves us? What's the purpose? The purpose of the mutual attraction on all the different levels of the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, it's in order for all of us to connect together into one whole system. And that connection, what does it have to do with love? When I connect with my wife and my parents and my friends and my children through different kinds of ties of love, and also to my people and to all the whole of humanity, and they're also with me. All in all, by that we build a special network of connections called humanity, and by that we reach a state where we're all connected to one system and we have ties of love between us. And this is actually, it's said about it, that love another as thyself. This is the kind of attitude that I have to come to towards everyone. So the yearning is towards what? Towards special relations called love. So there is a difference between yearning for connection and a love of a person towards another person in a relationship and other kinds of love. There's a feeling that there's something very special about a relationship. We feel a difference between loving an apple or loving a person. I love my partner, my spouse, as my partner in life, and I love my friends as my partners in life, and maybe all the people in the world. That's called that I have ties of love with them. And in addition to that, that I have sexual relations with someone, that has nothing to do with love. Okay, on this show we don't want to talk about it. That's on the animalistic level. Yeah, it's less important for us on this show. What's important for us is the need for love, to give love and receive love, right? Yes, that inner place that yearns, the inner human connection. Yes, exactly that. Now, researches show that that connection does wonders. There are many researches that say that it has a very good influence over us, over our thinking. A person becomes more creative, he thinks in a broader way, less in a linear way, it influences our body, our blood pressure goes down, wounds heal quicker, person takes better decisions, the risk for many kinds of diseases goes down, many things that have to do with when you're surrounded by friends and children and family, something that fills you up with those ties that we talked about, it does wonders. And my question is actually, what is the reason for that? What is it about that connection, about those ties, that has such an effect over us for the better? Because this connection, which we call love, I don't know whether, still, I don't know whether to call it love, but suppose it is a connection which gives me thoughts and desires and qualities and the ability to understand the other person. I connect to that person. I'm included of that person's internality. I'm included of his desires and with what fills him up. I'm included of the other person's thoughts. And in short, I as if accept into myself an additional new life. And if it's not just one, but many, then by that I truly broaden. I grow, I as if get fat. And I become a person who's included of many other people. And we think that that's exactly why humanity developed, that people started integrating with one another this way, and as a result, they developed. And why does it have a good effect over me that I, as if, swallow someone else into myself? You start feeling through that other person many more both deficiencies and also advantages. You start getting thoughts and desires through that person, which open you up. And then your world broadens. Why? Because you're included of another person. Why does this broadening influence me for the better? Not necessarily for the better, but it broadens your point of view, your observation. It makes you a greater person, a broader person that sees what's on the horizon, that understands many things that you couldn't see from your own nature. Were I not to connect to other people, then I would grow up like an animal in the woods, like Mowgli that was left in the woods. And it's really so. We have true cases in history. Meaning, what makes a person become a human being as opposed to an animal or a monkey or whatever? It's because he connects with others, and through them, he sees the world too. Still, I'd like to understand a bit better the connection between people and how does it create so many good things? What is it about the connection between people? Like Owen said, that I swallow up the world, or also that I'm loved. What is it about that opens me up so much? Please tell me. What is there in this world that we live in, besides nature, that includes in it the still vegetative and animate, that by body we also belong to the animate level, and also the human world, which is music and literature and relations between us and what we did with this planet and everything and everything? What is there? Meaning it's all the human world, a world of humans, people that we have developed, that we live in. We don't simply want to live like the still or the vegetative or like animals. And you're saying, what is there about the connection between people? By the connection between us, we developed an entire world, the civilization. Human civilization. We've achieved this only as a result of our connection. If each one of us was on his own and we wouldn't have had the ability to connect and build relations, then the world would simply be full of individual animals that have no connection with one another. There's a feeling that it really gives life, that it fulfills, that it satisfies. Of course, again, I'm saying because I start feeling the world through the other person. I'm included with what that person has. Why does it make me feel so good, more than anything else? What? How could it be that by being included with someone else in a relationship of love, it causes me such a strong feeling that you can't achieve it in any other way? I'm not even talking about love. I'm just talking about relations. We're talking about love. Love makes me feel good because I have a need to fulfill myself, and I can fulfill myself by the still vegetative inanimate, which is like all other creatures. But to fulfill myself on the speaking level, meaning on the human level, that's the greatest possible pleasure. What could there be aside from envy, lust, and honor? That I'm prideful towards others, that I give them something and I feel myself ascending along with it. how we want for our children to be great in the eyes of others, and so on and so forth. This is how we're built as human beings, that our desires, they're more than what we have to provide for our body. We have to provide something for our human part. And what does love do in this respect? What does it make me feel? That I belong, that I exist, that I'm worth something. That's the main thing. Pride. That's the main thing. Because all in all, we're an ego. But an ego on the human level. When someone loves me, then I'm worth something, that I belong, I'm special. There is a certain inner yearning to feel that love. What is that yearning for? To be loved or for someone to love me? Especially to be loved. And therefore, if someone stops loving me, I'm ready to kill that person. If that person starts disrespecting me, that's even worse. We can especially see it on teenagers. That what? There you have unrequited love and so on. Everything's more dramatic. On grown-ups, we don't see it that much. Because to begin with, we build such defense mechanisms not to get hurt as a result of such or such relations between us that we don't pin any hopes on our relations. Why does that affect me that much if someone stops loving me? It means that I fall from my degree then. It means that I, my ego, no longer receives what it deserves. Where is the honor, the appreciation? So when someone stops loving me, as if they control my emotional state, of course. Of course they control. And how? They can force you to do different things. So love also brings dependence with it? Of course, look at your children. Look how they're twisting you. So why are we yearning for love? You can't do without. It's a need that exists in us as human beings. Please explain why. I have to know. Why can't we live without love? A person without love, it's like a balloon that you take all the air out of it. There's nothing left from it. A rag. Because it's a human degree that exists in everyone. I have to fulfill my ego on a degree called the self. And my attitude, a good attitude towards myself, it means that I'm loved. That place of lack of love. What is it like, a person that lives without love? He can't develop. We see kids that grow up in orphanages. We see that it's a child that grows up in a completely distorted way. Or if he grows up in a single-parent family, or in a family where he's not treated as parents usually treat their children. It's felt on them, and you can see how they grow up. This place of lack and love, there's a difference between lack of love towards a child and the lack that an adult feels as a result of lack of love. You're saying that a child won't develop. When a grown-up lacks love, what happens? He'll try to fill it by different other sources. And there are substitutes? Well, sports, music, travel. He'll acquire attitude from other people, other women, and this will calm his inner yearning for love down. As if a person, he's such a creature that he can confuse himself. But behind the confusions, after all the confusions, he'll return to his evil ways and see that there's no substitute. Suppose I'm a grown-up, and I don't feel an attitude of love towards me from anyone. How does it delay my development as a human being? If you're an adult, there's no talking about development. But our world, instinctively, artificially, built for each one of us so many sources of influence that influence us, whether it's radio, internet, games, that confuse us? Yes. To confuse the fact that I don't feel love? Yes. Okay, now let's look at the other side of things. I'm talking only about grown-ups now, because on kids it's very clear. As grown-ups, we don't really understand what's going on with us. Beyond all the researches and everything that show very clearly how it influences me for the better, but how does it influence my human spirit? I don't even know how to put it in words. If I feel that someone cares for me, it gives me light in life. What is that light? That light is a vital force. That's how we're built, because we're built as creatures that have to give and receive. So to give, as a grown-up, what can I give? But to receive, still, I have to receive something. And if I don't have that, I really feel dead, disconnected from life even before I die. So that's love is the vital force. Love is the mutuality that we have in the relations between us that has to provide each one of us with life on the human level. That you can fill a person up with everything that he needs, food, and ensure everything. But if we don't give him the attention, he doesn't feel that he's alive. That's amazing. Like you treat animals in the zoo, you throw them food and that's it. Last question. Do we deserve to be loved? If we can give love, then we deserve to get love. Only this way. And we'll talk about this on our next show. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Love is, you know, a subject that you just touch it and something infinite opens up. It is the highest force of all the forces of creation that includes the whole of creation within it. Amazing. Thank you very much. All the best.